And welcome back. Bicycle Indiana's podcast, Life Behind Bars, Marco B here. We had a really great start to the season two of our podcast series. Started off with Marco Leary with the Dust Bowl 100 presented by Zip. And now I have a discussion with two ladies that I've known for quite some time that live down in the Nashville, Indiana area and have a lot of things going on that are really focused on getting people on bikes, but also just really connecting communities down in the Nashville, Brown County State Park area. So I hope you enjoy this discussion. And again, remember that these podcasts are for educational purposes. I hope everyone enjoys the topics and the discussions. But please go to our website, www.bicycleindiana.org. Join, become a member. That's what keeps us rolling. We are a membership-based organization. And again, I hope you enjoyed this discussion, and I hope you have a great day. All right. Welcome back to Bicycle Indiana's podcast, Life Behind Bars. Margaret B here, executive director. I have two ladies on the call that I've been friends with for, I want to say, a while now, but also it's been a long time to get them on a call. So welcome to the show, Danielle and Kate Nolan. Really excited for you to be here.
Yes. Thank you, Margaret. We're really happy to be here, too.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us.
I have a notepad full of questions, hopefully an hour. I promise I won't ask too many. Trust me, it'll go by. It really will.
I know.
I just recorded one with Dust Bowl and it was about 90 minutes, but I promise you I won't go that long. Okay.
All right.
So let's kick this off. I'm going to have both of you kind of introduce yourself. So I guess, Kate, do you want to start off?
Sure. Yeah. I'm Kate Nolan, and my wife, Danielle, and I own Brown County Bikes. I'm a board member and also an instructor trainer for the BICP. So our bike shop's a little unique in the fact that we specialize in mountain biking, and we offer bike sales, service, gear, professional coaching, and guiding.
Nice.
Yeah. And BICP is Bicycle Instructor Certification Program.
Perfect. Yeah, I had that written down.
Global standard. It originated in Whistler. It's based out of Bellingham, Washington.
Nice. Yeah. Well, welcome. Danielle, you want to take a moment?
Hi. Yeah. My name's Danielle Walter Nolan, Kate's wife. And we own, Brown County Bikes together. We opened doors in 2020. So wild times, let me tell you, to open a company or open a bike shop, especially. This is something, we had always wanted to do. We had an adventure company before that. We opened that in 2014. And so this, the bike shop kind of evolved from that. And we've been loving every minute of it. We also have a nonprofit that's related as well, mm-hmm. Called Live Adventurously. And that is actually who we're raising money with to open the pump track in Brown County. So, but yeah, we live in Brown County. We have two little boys and we're busy and we love it. And we love getting people, on bikes.
Well, I'm really, really stoked for you to, carve some time out, because I really have watched you two grow as a family. You have two kids now. And I wanted to say, I always try to kind of remember the first time that I meet people. And I want to say, Kate is Trek, when we were Trek Advocates, right? I think that was the first time we met.
We were Trek Women's Advocates, and I think you came in the second year, right?
Yeah.
And I was really excited to see another woman from Indiana, which was very, very cool. So
definitely. Yeah. So I'm going to ask some questions. And the first one, I think you kind of answered, but I also wanted to just,
talk about it was, what was the business that you first started? Because I have multiple things written down. I have your bike shop, I have Campfire Sessions, and then I have DNK, which was your previous adventure, your business. So do you want to, I don't know who wants to take the floor with that, but what, okay, so what started first?
I'll
and
start.
Do you want to talk about?
Okay.
So in 2014, we started DNK Presents, and that company, we organized and guide empowering adventure experiences for individuals, groups, and businesses. And the focus was really to get people, especially women, back outside, trying something new in the outdoors, and in turn, really building confidence in themselves and, you know, empowering themselves through new outdoor activities and adventures. And we did a lot. When you start a business, at first you're like, yeah, we can do everything. And we tried to do it all. Backpacking, hiking, mountain biking, did some water, like paddling stuff. We did some rock climbing as well. And some wellness programs. So yoga and, outdoor wellness adventures as well. But really just then kind of tightened into a lot of backpacking, a lot of mountain biking, and the wellness side as well. And we were living in Indianapolis, but we went all over, did adventures and guided all over.
Yeah, in and out of the country. Yeah,
I remember that.
We always hosted a women's mountain bike camp in spring in Sedona, which was always such a blast, and really gave women from the Midwest an opportunity to experience the high desert trails. And that evolved to the point we had women attending from Alaska and California, all over.
That's great. Yeah, and it's intimidating to plan a trip like that, especially if you, you know, go by yourself, and if you have a group of women that kind of plan it for you, you know, why not?
Yeah, and that's kind of how that evolved, was that Kate and I, we were doing a lot of, you know, our own adventures on our own and some adventure races and stuff like that, and people were like, oh, I'd love to do that, or I'd love to try that, but, you know, I don't know where to go. I don't have anyone to go with. I wouldn't feel safe going alone, or doing it by myself, you know? And so we thought we could bridge the gap for people and create a business that would be a safe place for people to try something new in the outdoors. And that's, how DNK Presents started and evolved. And, from that, I mean, DNK started, you talked about Campsite Sessions, which is our big women's mountain bike clinic we do every year in Brown County State Park in September. We formed a women's adventure giveaway program where we were giving away a trip to four women that had to be nominated to win. That's what started our nonprofit, and that has evolved. And, you know, a lot of times when we were in Indiana, we would take people to Brown County because we loved it down here.
Sure, it's beautiful.
So, and then, you know, when we would come down, we would be like, oh, look at that house. Oh, yeah. And so it worked out that we, you know, and we knew we wanted to like grow our family and we wanted to be a little bit more in nature. And so we ended up moving down here. And the same month we moved was
2018.
That same month in September 2018 was when the previous bike shop that was here announced they were closing.
What bike shop is that?
It was Hesitation Point.
Oh, okay. I never.
And then some of the folks from Big Woods and Hard Truth were texting me and they're like,
Hey,
we need a bike shop. Yeah, and I, you know, a bike shop is a long time dream.
Sure.
But we were also had a baby on the way too.
Yeah.
You know, and so
we had just built a house and we, and I was due with our first baby early next year. And so I was like, exactly at this moment is not the right time, but you know,
it worked out. Able to do it in 2020 and now we've been here for over 4 years and it's extremely exciting. And you know, Danielle had a really strong drive for the non-for-profit, tourism. And that's enabled us to do a lot of really great things, especially for youth in the community. We have bikes at all three elementaries here in Brown County. I took our fleet of youth bikes out to Helmsburg Elementary this past fall and some mobile skills and got to play bikes with a bunch of kids there. And we're getting ready to do one at our son Asher and Knox's school for the STEM program, STEM club, where we'll bring the bikes out. And it's also gotten us the opportunity for the bike park, because I feel like, you know, with us having world-class trails here at Brown County State Park, the next step is to really grow that and have something here for the community. And I can't think of anything better than a pump track and bike skills. Yeah. And then next is a gravity park. So, you know, big dreams and a lot of drive and
a lot of and busy
support. And
that's on my list for the pump track to talk a little bit more and the trail system. So we'll dive in a little bit more, but what were you going to say, Danielle?
Oh, well, yeah. And when we moved down, Kate, right before the bike shop opened, but she was the one that started the Nika team in Brown County.
Oh yeah. So I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that's also been now, we're not on the coaching side. Some other parents have taken that over. Yep. Because as you know, it's so much. And so, but we're thankful that, you know, that team has really grown and the parents and the involvement.
Just incredible people.
Started,
and such great opportunities for all the student athletes, you know, so, and having something for the younger generation of cyclists, I think is really important. And, you know, we're in a rural community. Mm-hmm. So being able to overcome economic barriers and things like that to get more kids on bikes is a passion for us. So. Sure. Anyways.
Well, and that, you know, is deep in my heart too, obviously being the league director for years and just getting kids on bikes. But so I'm going to assume that the name DNK was based off of Danielle and Kate Knoll.
Yep. We didn't have any other.
That's I feel like the most that I, well, when I first met you two, and that was kind of what I knew that you two did. And now I feel, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it's now merged into the bike shop. And so you have basically everything coming out of the bike shop in this non-for-profit that you also have formed. But I guess this is my next question, because I personally want to know, how did you two meet?
Oh yeah.
What's the story? I want to know. We met
through friends, you know. So
we met at a bar.
Yeah, we did. In Broderpool. I was working downtown and I was on my way home and I called a good friend of mine and she goes, "Oh, I'm over at the pawn shop pub. You should stop by on your way home." And I stopped by and I thought I was just meeting my friend Terry. Instead it was a big table of like at least 12 people. And I ended up sitting across from Danielle and she had just gone to a Thai massage and I was like, oh my God, I've always wanted a Thai massage because I bike a lot and I'm a lot and I neglect to stretch. Like I'll grab an occasional yoga class.
Sure.
Anyways, so conversation started and a friendship grew from that. And then we started to date, like, you know, and then we were engaged. The next thing you know, we're married and
two kids,
all the other stuff.
Businesses and babies and bikes.
And just everything. That's cute. I personally wanted to ask you that for a while. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to ask now. Okay. So DNK Presents kind of merges now into this bike shop. And if people, for our listeners, have not been to Brown County Bikes, please do come to Nashville. Their setup downtown is just magical is the word I want to use. And just anytime I've walked in, your staff has been very welcoming and wanting to help and just get you out and about.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like I've always said we have the best staff. We have the best customers. I'm so grateful for this community and the people we have working here. It's just a really great community and really great people that we've, you know, got working in the shop. and really blessed to have that. We have, we've always had a couple, you know, of kids that are like, you know, that are like, I just turned 14. Can I start work? You know,
sure,
and,
sure.
And that are on the NICA team too. And so I love that, that we have young folks and we have, you know, adults as well, obviously. And
yeah, our service manager, Emily, is absolutely.
Yeah, Emily, I remember Emily.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Emily comes with a wealth of knowledge and experience. And, you know, Emily is one of those people who, it wants to take the time to explain things to you. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. she's got a teaching quality to her, mm-hmm. which our customers really, really love, sure. you know? And yeah. so a lot of patience and passion for what she does.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and it shines through. So yeah, we've got great Google reviews.
Yeah. You because know, of our,
because of our team crew.
And yeah. yeah. Emily being, you know, the leading charge on the service side and,
sure.
and she does so many other great things. So
yeah.
Really blessed.
So mm-hmm. bike services, obviously bringing in your bike to get it fixed or purchasing a new bike. You've got clothing. You also have rentals. Who wants to talk about rentals? If you go to Brown County and you're like, you know, I don't know what bike to take, or maybe you want to ride some gravel. What are some options that Brown County Bikes offers for rentals?
Yeah. So we have a fleet of transition, full suspension mountain bikes and e-mountain bikes. So our demo fleet starts at around, you know, $6,000 value on the bikes and wow. kind of from there. Yeah. So it gives you an opportunity to get on a really nice carbon bike with really good components and try it. And it's great because a lot of customers who are looking for that next bike and they're on the fence and they want to see how the bike performs, mm-hmm. they can rent it for the day and apply their rental fee towards the purchase of the bike.
Oh, wow.
To buy one, mm-hmm. or even if it's a different bike in the shop. Yeah.
Sure.
So we have a full size run of Transition Spurs, which is their down country or all country bike. I took mine out to Oregon and rode all over Oak Ridge and did some massive big mountain riding on it, which mm-hmm. was pretty wild. And then, you know, we also have Transition Smugglers, which is going to be our trail version with a 140 fork, 130 rear travel. Carbon. And then we also have the mid-power transition relay e-bikes, e-mountain bikes, which they got lightweight e-mountain bike of the year. So mm-hmm. they're really lightweight, nimble, fun, playful. And then we also have the full powered transition repeaters. And these are all carbon.
Yeah. That's great.
At least, yeah, at least GX, but we try to have most of them are GX build and up. So they're, yeah, high end. Bikes yeah, and
brilliant.
And this year we will have just a few more different and for transition different rentals in there.
Yeah, and we also have the Kona Aurora Boris. Kona yeah. launched a new gravel bike, and two of the builds are they come stock with a front suspension, a 40 mil travel,
nice.
Yeah,
and droppers, and then they have a full carbon build as well. But they're really fun bikes. And I kind of think of it as the mountain biker's gravel bike, really.
Yeah.
They're just so trail capable and super rowdy and fun. The geometry on there is really cool. So we rent those as well. And then, you know, we have a lot of tourists that come into town. So we do keep usually four, you know, like commuter urban mm-hmm. bikes on
kind
hand.
Just for like
step through frames and things like
the
that.
The road or people will... And we've done guided tours on the road in Brown County State Park. There's like a Vista Challenge and, you know.
Yeah. And there's
guide
so many.
Them through there.
Sure.
And yeah. And then we do, we have youth bike rentals as well.
We do. They're calling us. There we have a 20 inch and 24 inch options. And I believe for 2025, we'll be bringing in some of the Transition Bandit 20 inch and the Ripcord 24 inch. Yeah. So the Ripcords are kind of fun. They're 130 travel youth bike with dropper. So those will be really fun.
Fun. And for our listeners, the shop is very close to the north entrance, correct, of the park.
Yeah.
So you're not too far away. You can grab your rental or even just stop in to say hi, maybe grab some snacks, a water bottle, a shirt, and then head right over to the north gate for Brown yeah. County State Park.
Yeah, yeah, we're right. The north and the west gate are, yeah.
Yeah,
right
it's like there. On the corner.
Yeah, one's yeah. like 3 miles and one's just under two, like under, yeah. like just over two.
Yeah. yeah. We also offer like, Yeah, we rent out tailgate pads. We rent out bike rack. We have a Mack ride and a shotgun seat, little seat for really little kids. Mm-hmm. And we do offer a shuttle service.
Yeah, that's great. We do a lot of shuttling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get people to the park and then pick them up at the end of the night.
People are traveling and they don't have a way to transport the bikes.
Sure.
Yeah, so we do that. And yeah, it's great. We, love being able to... Yeah, make it easier for people to rent a bike and try it out
Accessibility. So coaching.
Yeah.
One day I am gonna get a lesson because you're probably gonna watch me on a mountain bike and be like, gosh, she's such a roadie. But coaching, let's talk about coaching. How did coaching was with kind of DNK when you had that going. Who wants to talk about that?
Yeah.
I can start and you'll probably go on with it. But yeah. We started it with our first company and, just on the, coaching guiding side. And even with DNK, we were always like, man, it'd be nice to have like our own bikes, our own demo fleet and rental fleet, because we were a lot of times coaching and a lot of people, women especially, again, were like, didn't have a bike or they were on a borrowed bike and that didn't fit them. And it was always, challenging, So, again, now all of that, coaching side has gone into Brown County Bikes. And so we do kind of how we do it through the shop is we do 2-hour lessons, half day lessons or full day lessons. Some people have done like a series, of any one of those as well to, build on certain skills or, techniques that they're working on. And we do a variety and a range of, from beginner to coaching some younger and older athletes that are looking to, really advance their, speed on technical terrain. Or maybe they're, riding and they're looking to be more playful on the bike, looking to be more confident on, jumps or drops, getting more confident and comfortable on high speed cornering. But, but we also do like, youth clinics for kids.
And college clinics. I remember I came out
with Marion.
Coaching Marion.
We've worked with Marion. I teach mountain biking at IU in the spring and fall. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I'll go into the coaching a little bit more. So when we first started the coaching with DNK, we did some private guiding and coaching in Moab and different areas. We had our women's clinic in Sedona. We also did a series of clinics through Fishers out at Flat Fork Creek on the northeast side of Indy. And then we did a series of rides. I would get permits through Indy Parks to do night rides and things like that at Town Run during the winter time. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of fun. But once we opened the shop, and of course we've both grown as coaches and we have a team of coaches. So right now, on our website, we have, permits and BICP certified coaches in Louisville, Lexington, Chicago,
Ohio.
You can book private lessons out in the area, but the majority of them are done here. We also have a team of local coaches, myself, Danielle, Leif Sean Walker, and then Connor Sturgeon. Being here at the shop, and I think there's just an abundance, sometimes I'm doing multiple lessons a day and it can be, focused on jumps or pumping, berm cornering, drops, different, getting a little steezy on some of the stuff. And just sort of, playing around, but it's something that I'm extremely passionate about. And I think last year I certified over 20 coaches here at Brown County State Park. And I certified a coach from Peru, Peru. And I've had folks come in from Colorado and other areas.
That's great.
Do the certifications here, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I watched both of you bike and your skills are, on par. I do like watching people, coaches teach and educate others about, how to ride and coach others bike safety and just proper cycling. So here's my question for a listener that is, let's say, a roadie, Not me. Well, we can pretend it's me. I have no idea what kind of bike to look at. And I want to go riding at Brown County. What are some things to be, I guess, aware about? I feel like that's kind of vague, but if you're a new mountain biker intimidated by this off-road trail system, what's a good place to start in that mountain bike world?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could rent a bike. If you have a lot of bike handling experience, the Spur is going to be really lightweight. Those are like 24, 25, 26 pounds, mm-hmm. you know. The Smuggler is going to weigh a little bit more, but it's going to offer more stability, right? So if you don't have a whole lot of bike handling skills and you're like, hey, my goal for this year is to get outdoors and try something new, that little bit more travel will be a little bit more forgiving. Mm-hmm. Or a less experienced rider. So, but for you, I'd put you on a transition Spur.
It's similar. Yeah. It's going to be, you know, the shortest travel and, more similar to the,
little Spur heading. Well, it's going to be, you know, a little more, lighter and something that you would might maybe feel a little bit better to you.
And then you hear me screaming down Hobbs Hollow trying
to. That's right.
I wouldn't suggest, you know, people come in and they're like, I heard I should do Hobbs and I've never been on a mountain bike. And we're like,
let's start with that. Why don't we start with Limekiln?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the Pine Loop.
Beginner's Pine Loop. Yeah.
I just recommend if you can, getting a lesson is so invaluable. I mean, for people, you know, I'm like, you're going to learn skills and technique that's going to make you feel more comfortable, confident, and you're just going to ride more efficiently than on the trail. And then you're going to have skills that you know that you can work on too.
All the advanced stuff it's all built off that fundamental base. You know, you're just building off that. So starting with the lessons, always a good choice, because then you're not worried about breaking bad habits,
you
know, committing bad habits to muscle memory.
Sure.
So, you know, I was talking to a guy and he was watching me give a lesson and he's like, wow. He's like, I see you out here. A lot of people do this. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of people do lessons. I go, I think it's a great way for them to overcome barriers. Cause a lot of times we plateau as riders. And mm-hmm. I remember, you know, when I wasn't the greatest rider right out the gate. You know, I raced BMX and BMX is a lot different than mountain bikes. And then I got on mountain bikes and was, you know, trying to figure it out, but I felt like I plateaued and there were some things that I was having a hard time achieving and I had to really work on it. But when I took a lesson, I realized, my God, Kim Cross kind of blew my mind, you know, because by using the proper technique, it's so much easier to achieve what you want, like your goals. So, I highly recommend it. And if you were going to play tennis or golf, you'd probably take a lesson. If you're going to go skiing, you would take a lesson, right?
Sure.
Why not? Start off right. Yeah.
Well, and also I think a lot of people don't realize with mountain biking, it's about your weight distribution and balancing a certain way. And I have a girlfriend here that just bought a hardtail. It's used and she's really excited to go to Griffin and ride. And I keep telling her, I'm like, stand up, like put your butt back, put your butt back. And she's like, why? And I'm like, you want your weight on the back wheel to help balance, you know, and of course I'm not describing it as great as probably you two are, but I've been trying to get her to stand up and have level pedals and try to distribute her weight different to feel more comfortable. But, you know, it's only her first year.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously we want to always be balanced with those pedals, equally weighted with level pedals. You know, we can create a foot wedge to maintain our position as the terrain changes, but the terrain is going to indicate where we're at. So if we're on a level area, we're kind of going to be centered over that bottom bracket with a chin over stem orientation. As the terrain starts to descend, we still want to find that balance where we could have heavy feet and light hands with our hips back a little further to be balanced over the bottom bracket. And then ascending, we want our shoulders forward, you know.
So you're saying a white knuckle death grip is not the proper way to ride a mountain bike like I do all the time?
Come on. We're going to go get rowdy and do some big forward, some drops. We'll just play around.
I think our definition of rowdy is a little bit different, you two. But okay, let's transition into, I kept calling it campfire sessions. It's not
campsite.
Campsite sessions. Okay,
yeah.
Indiana.
A part of it is around the campfire. That is a part of the weekend.
Maybe
for
that's
sure.
What I Who wants to do a little intro about camp side sessions?
Yeah. Well, let me start. So, okay. You know, like it, for me, like when I first started coaching, you know, like I would look for opportunities. So Trek Dirt Series. Sure. I was right out there. Go to Whistler, go to Oregon, go wherever I can. Moab Mountain Bike Instruction, Sylvie Fay. Like, let me coach wherever I can to gain experience. But the thing that I realized most is the Midwest lacked anything like that, right?
A little bit.
So I'm like, you know, and here's the thing, like, you know, I'm like, I love coaching, I love guiding. And Danielle's like, there's so many great places here. We need to bring this home. And she was absolutely 100% correct. And that's one of the reasons D&K started. But I'm like, you know what, let's do this. So me and Danielle sat down and I roped in Aaron Wells from Muddy Pebbles out in Baltimore. And I said, let's do two. You will start off with two and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, coaching for other group clinics and things like that. And I'm like, let's just take what we've learned from our experience and put it together and give the women here on the East Coast and the Midwest the best experience we can give them. And so we started off. Brown County was the very first one. So this will be our ninth year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. This is our ninth year. Yep. And yeah, because last year
she was counting.
Yeah. And so here's the deal. Like there's women that have come from beginners and now they're in the advanced group. There are women who have been coming and now are certified coaches coaching in it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Which is incredible.
Like,
yeah.
So cool.
We absolutely love it. So, you know, I think the year before we had women from 8 states and this past year we had women from 9 states.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we just bring in the best coaches from all over the U.S. We've even brought in coaching from Canada before. But it's
really?
All, yeah. And it's, you know, it's all, you know, people that we've coached with and ridden with and guided with, or I've certified as instructors, and you know, and it's just an incredible experience. So
yeah,
it's great.
So from like, you know, we offer, and a lot of people ask, like, do you have group clinics? And we, you know, and, you know, the private ones we can book anytime. And we've even done private, like, small group, you know, clinics as well. But, we do. Our women's clinic is in September. And that
second weekend.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Generally, it's the weekend after Labor Day weekend.
Okay. Like,
weekend after that week. And then, it's campside because it's like we offer camping, you know, that's included with it. So if people want to camp, which a lot of women do participate in that. And, you know, Friday, it's like we do an optional group ride. Just, you know, something real, just getting, you know, getting into
getting
it.
Getting rowdy.
And then, you know, the next day we start out early, we offer yoga in the morning. You know, we have food catered in, and we divide them up into different, skill levels based on their, or different groups based on their skill level, and what they want to work on. People always ask, is this just for people like advanced people? Is this just for beginners? And really it's for everybody.
Everyone.
We've had people that have never ridden a mountain bike and like rented a bike for the weekend to try it.
Yeah.
And we've also had, you know, seasoned riders that are racing that are wanting to, you know, hone their skills and, you know, so obviously those people are in different groups, but it's cool because we all come together and it's not too often that you get all women like riding mountain bikes and like cheering each other on and like encouraging each other.
And it's all female coaches, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So we do that optional group ride and then we have yoga and then we do skill sessions, Saturday morning and Sunday morning, but the skill sessions in the morning for each group it's skills that'll apply on the trails that they're on. So, you know, I had a more advanced group last year and we did Nawbone, Bobcat, and Hobbs Hollow.
Bless your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Bobcat, never again.
Soul
crushing.
You know, but.
Yes, soul crushing is perfect description.
one of my coaches said that one time. But you know, so depending on the group, their goals and the skill set, like, We had groups working on walnut, right? They mm-hmm. really wanted to work on walnut and like knob bone. And then we had beginner groups on, you know, Pine Loop, Northgate, Limekiln, Green Valley. So, you know, it's just, it's really fun. And then everyone gets together and we bring in, you know, guest speakers and yeah. have campfire chats, which is really cool.
It's full on. I mean, after that, I mean, it's all optional, but we come back. Yeah. Saturday and have dinner. And then right after that we have guest speakers and it's,
cool.
Like this year we had a
physical therapist
talk about, you know, some different, exercises and things, you know, women can do for different, you know, and there was a lot of questions with that. And what about this? And, mm-hmm. And then we really literally go around the campfire and, have other, you know, we had, Elizabeth talk again, Hawkins about, you know, being a woman and a mom and, an athlete, you know, mm-hmm.
you know, Elizabeth, she likes to race. She's one of our race members, but she, mm-hmm. you know, 100 miles is her jam. She loves She loves the distance and she talks about carving out time for that while managing a professional career, full-time job, you know, and four boys.
All boys too.
And a husband and all the other, you know what I mean? So it's,
yeah, it's a lot.
We had her talk last year and her just talking inspired, like, I know one of our coaches for sure and multiple women to just even sign up for their first race.
Yeah. Sure. Which was really, really great. Yeah.
Which was cool because which we can talk about this later. We, hosted our first enduro.
Oh, it's on the list.
Last year. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, even, you know, we're woman owned shop. We're mostly woman run. And I was shocked of how the difference of the amount of men that were riding and the women that signed up. Cause I thought, oh, there's going to be, it's going to be more equal, but it was, yeah. So anyways,
but I'm just glad. From what I hear from people who do the other enduro series, like in Ohio and Kentucky, we had more women than they've ever seen in enduro, which I think is a win in itself. And we had a really good showing for the youth as well.
I was just still shocked that how.
Yeah.
They're but we're working on, you know, increasing that number. And just that. And I remember what she said, like one of the things. And just like the whole weekend is really just inspiring, but like, and all the people we have come in and talk, but she said, you know, a lot of people, like, she was like, how many of you have done a 5K? And like, pretty much everybody raised their hand. Like everyone said, she's like, do you do that to like win? And you know, like everyone's like, no, you just kind of do this. She's like, then just sign up for a mountain bike race. Like, because like, you're not gonna.
I feel like one of the women that signed up ended up taking the podium. And she's like, I never would have done it had I not heard this speak, you know, you know, Casey, there was she's a physical therapist and she was there and she was talking about injury prevention and she's and she jumped in with a couple of the advanced groups, one on Saturday and one on Sunday and was out riding and ripping. And, you know, and I think it's just like, you know, surrounding yourself with like-minded women and just overcoming those barriers and creating that bond, with the one goal in mind of, you know, being a better mountain biker. You know?
Absolutely.
And, it just is a very special weekend to us.
And to even, you know, piggyback, learning a skill and being coached properly is completely bike safety, you know, and keeping yourself safe on the bike and handling the bike, but also handling yourself on it and making sure that you are riding safely. Right.
Totally. And one of the things we go over a lot for the weekend during that time is like maintenance.
Yeah.
How can we empower you to be more confident on the trail if you get a flat, falls off, you know, like,
or how to use a shock pump, set up your system, you know, what PSI should you be running? Mm-hmm. Right. You know, like all these things, like how to maintain your drivetrain, like even just the basic stuff is really empowering. And, you know, it was shocking to me to see how many of the group was gathered around just for the maintenance portion.
People always want to know more about that. And
it's intimidating, you know, to even think as a couple of my girlfriends are like, I can't change a flat on my road bike. And it's like, well, what are you going to do if you're out in the middle of nowhere? And they're like, I don't know, call my husband. And I'm like, but what if you can't reach your, you know? And so
and what's really he going to do?
If he doesn't have signal.
Right.
We're there.
especially by Brown County. I mean, you know this, there's sometimes no signal.
Oh yeah. Especially out in Hoosier National, like we have love riding out there, but that's a great way to like get away with being completely present because there's no distractions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my next question is what are some, I guess, data numbers that you can share of maybe like the participants that have joined campsite sessions? Like who do you get from different states, you know, flying in to come to these clinics? And is it how many women per weekend? Is it like 30, 40 or, you know, what kind of information can our listeners?
Campsite sessions, we cap it at 50 women.
Okay.
You know, and we keep a 1-to-5 coach ratio.
That's great.
So yeah. And then we have a lot of volunteers too that come in. So it ends up being a lot more folks there than the actual participants. But, the people that come to it are, it's word of mouth or they've met us at another event. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're always at Rome Knoxville and have a booth and running workshops. We're in Rome Fruta doing the same thing, you know,
event now, but,
right now it's in Fruta.
And I think, and now that, you know, that Kate certified a lot of coaches in the area, like, you know, they have their network of people that, they're like, you got to come to this clinic. Like, it's awesome, you know?
And I think too, like, you know, like I coach in North Carolina for the NOC, their Pedal Fest, and I've done their Tread Fest. And, you know, all these places are close by and a lot of them don't realize how epic the riding here is in Brown County, you know? And then, you know, you get a coach from Indiana and they're like, oh my God, like, this is rad.
Yeah, this is great.
What's your trails like, you know? And we're showing them. So they want to come check it out, you know, and, you know, we do some coaching. I'm down in Kentucky for the Kimba clinics and stuff like that. So we get a lot of support from, you know, Kentucky as well, you know, but yeah, I mean, we're, you know, Danielle and I love what we're doing and we love being a part of different events. And so, you know, I think people see that and they it gets them excited about it and they want to come and support. Yeah.
So speaking of events, I have circled on my paper Enduro Race. So who wants to tell
May 10th.
Okay. So we already have a date. So who wants to explain to our listeners what an Enduro is?
I'll explain it very simply and then maybe go more in detail. But basically, an enduro is it's considered a stage race, which means a stage is a segment of the trail. And on the stage, you're only timed on the downhill portion of it. So if there's, you know, you have to like climb up, you know, the mountain or the hill or whatever, that's, you know, in the stage, but you're only timed when you start descending.
Okay.
So, or if it starts out descending, you are timed there. And then as you climb up that you're not timed on that section of it. So,
so you see a lot of
list formed
full face helmets, a lot of body armor,
a lot of rowdy people
going to rip it as hard as fast as they can.
Yeah. This is like, the cowbells come out, the costume, like these races are a little different than like, you know, around here. Yeah. There's more, just you know,
flying and having fun and using gravity to your favor.
Yeah, there's a lot of heckling going on, you know, there's a lot of, it's just a really,
it's fun,
fun atmosphere, but they're basically just timed on the downhill. So we try to utilize as many of the directional trails as we can for this, because we don't want opposing traffic and we obviously want to allow other trail users to access the trails. So each rider, there's a staggered time and it can be anywhere from 30 seconds apart to 60 seconds. Or if we have a user of trail, like a group of trail users that are not doing the race, we'll let them drop and we'll space it out so that you're not trying to pass. Right.
Got it.
Yeah. So like Hobbs, we had two segments on Hobbs. I'll use that as an example because it's directional. So the first downhill was a stage. And then at the end of it, there was another timing thing there so that no more timing while they climbed. And then the starts were staggered for the second descent. And so they're timed on that. So last year, the seven stages ended up being 20 miles and the 5-stage race ended up being 15.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
May 10th is the date. And so let's say a roadie like me is like, I want to do an enduro on my hardtail. Will you be there to explain, you know, all of this, you know, specific details to a new rider? Cause I guess I would be terrified and very, you know, worried about my, you know, kind of safety, you know, doing this stuff. But is it, Danielle's laughing at me.
People have called and emailed, and it's also, so the registration's all on Bike Reg.
Okay.
And from last year, because we were getting a lot of questions, I think in the notes section, so if you scroll all the way down, lay out all the details of what an enduro is and, know, what, yeah, the proper bike you would probably want, and
not a hardtail.
I mean, it'd be nice to have something with suspension, but there were some folks on hardtails.
Sure.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
and what I gathered too from last year, it sounded like even the participants were helping each other, and it was this big community and people working together. So,
It's fun because, you know, you have kind of these breaks because you're not timed on, you know, the uphill part. And then when you are at the next stage, you give people time to go down, you know, to descend. And so there's kind of this, you know, like we had donuts, you know, at some of these, you know, because they're, you're kind of waiting together, but you're all, kind of talking and laughing about what you did on the last section and, you know. So it's fun. It's like a pretty good time, community, like good time. For sure.
So May 10th.
Yeah. And then this year we have a youth race. Last year we did it on the next day, but we're doing all on the same day.
Okay.
So we'll do it in the afternoon.
So. We'll go off first and then we'll have the youth race. That's nice. Same day in the afternoon this year.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, May 10th for your next enduro. My last topic of the talk is I want to talk about your advocacy, you know, work and trail work, especially with Brown County Trails. And then you also mentioned earlier, you called it Adventurously, was your not-for-profit?
Yeah, Live Adventurously.
Live Adventurously. So who wants to start? I guess let's talk about that not-for-profit, but then I want to talk about this pump track.
Yeah. Which is, so through Kate mentioned some of the, youth, cycling programs we've done, and we have, so bikes at each of the elementary schools. Now we have a fleet of youth bikes, from, you know, 12 inch, you know, Striders to 24 inch bikes with, you know, and they have helmets. We have skills as well. So when we do events, we can do skills and then take them on the trails. And part of that, you know, we approached, Brown County, the Brown County Parks and Rec Department here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was great because already in their 5-year plan was on one of their properties, which is Deer Run.
Okay.
This is where the pump track will go, but that was already in their 5-year plan. And really just Kate and I through Live Adventurously, the nonprofit and the bike shop, we have been kind of the catalyst to help that, you know, push that project along with, you know, getting some quotes from people and
applying for grants and all that stuff.
And getting that approved with, you know, officially with the Parks and Rec Board. But that's going to be, so Deer Run Park is, if you're in like the heart of downtown Nashville, it's just about a mile west.
Even. Yeah. It's like a half mile.
Yeah. I mean, to the main entrance, probably like a mile, but it's really close. Less than a mile.
So that's going to be a city owned.
It's county owned.
It's on their property. And then the park has, you know, it's got soccer fields. It has a really nice disc golf course. It has a put in for the creek over there that runs through. It has basketball.
It has a skate park right next to the park. We take our kids over there to ride.
You know, baseball fields. It's like a full-on, you know, Parks and Rec park. It's got all the things there. And then, so it'll be right next to the skate park and the community garden is where it's going to be. And we are just over halfway.
Yeah.
We officially really started fundraising like a year ago. Mm-hmm. Through the Brown County Community Foundation here. They've been a great partner. Obviously, Brown County Mountain Biking has been a great partner as well.
Yep.
Emma.
We got a big matching grant that the Community Foundation got through Eli Lilly, through their Gift 8 program. So that was $47,750.
Wow.
The match. So when we got that and we got the match, it was almost 100,000. The whole total project cost is 200,000. We got a matching grant with Brown County Mountain Biking and IMBA, and then IMBA had the match with Shimano. So it was 5,000, and then you got 5,000, and then the match was 5,000. So
that's great. Yeah. And for our listeners that want to learn more about the Brown County Mountain Bike Trails, we have a podcast just about it with Alan Brown, who is the president. So that was my next question. Obviously, you are working with Brown County Mountain Bike Trails and Alan Brown and his crew. Can you tell our listeners anything specific besides the pump track that would be helpful for them to know about how to advocate for trails?
Yeah, I mean, well, one of the things that I'm really excited about, and I'm starting to collect quotes on it right now, is going to be the Gravity Park. But yeah, you know, we all work together. And another unique thing too about our pump track, it's going to be the first BICP certified skills park too. So it's going to have progressive drops. It's going to have progressive jumps. And then it'll have some skinnies and things like that off to the side. So when our trails are closed, so that we can respect all the volunteer hours that and efforts that go into it, there'll be a place to ride where everything has been asphalted, and you'll be able to ride it regardless of wet trails or no wet trails. So that'll be a nice compliment to what we have going on. You know, connectivity is a big thing. So Alan and I are both at a lot of the county commissioners meetings. He's there more frequently than I am. You know, he's got a lot on his plate, but you know, connectivity is one thing. There's eventually there'll be a biking and pedestrian path that connects deer run to town.
That's great.
That will be like about a quarter mile of trail is all it will take going that way. So right now we're at about a half mile, like if you were to take the road, but it's just going to give families and youth in the community a lot more options as well.
Sure.
And tourism. And then with the Gravity Park, of course, I'll be working with Alan. Right now I'm collecting bids, and my vision is to have a dual slalom up there, which would be a nice progression from the pump track.
Sure.
And also a downhill course, because we have the elevation there. It's more than the state park has for a downhill course that Marion University could use. For
courses.
And then progressive flow trails. So bigger berms, you know, bigger jumps, things like that. So, and a nice climb trail, perimeter trail with some side hits and things like that for all of our cross country loving riding friends.
Yeah. All those roadies out there.
Yeah. And you know, for spectators as well. So it'll be really cool. So it'll have a lower lot and an upper lot, and it's north of town off 135 by the Bean Blossom Overlook. And so phase one boasts over 250 feet of elevation. And phase two would have over 350, which would be the most in the Midwest.
Wow. Really?
So,
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like of
descent. Vertical drop, 350 feet. So,
and that's on. Parks and Rec own that.
Yeah. Property. And they own all that. Yeah. And they're on board with all of this. They're very excited about it. And Alan's very excited about it because it'll put, you know, Brown County and keep getting us closer to that gold status, which we really want to achieve. So,
and what's this gold status?
For the IMBA Epic Ride Center, right now we're a bronze.
Okay.
With the pump track, we that would qualify us towards the silver. And if we can get a downhill park, that gets us to gold.
Wow. That's great.
Connectivity. Yeah. So he's been advocating for signs. Because IMBA looks at everything. It's not just the mountain biking, but the signage in the park, they've improved that, like on the trails. Also signs in town to make drivers more aware of cyclists. So there's a whole lot that goes into it. I've been encouraging the county commissioners when they resurface the roads to take advantage of the scenic byway. They own 10 feet on both sides of the road. And if they took one side and just made a bike and pedestrian lane where people felt safe, because, you know, we live here, there's no shoulders, right? You know, and there's a lot of cyclists down here.
There is.
Weekend, you're going to see them. And we have roads here, but not everyone's comfortable with that.
Absolutely.
But, you know, like I see a lot of my neighbors who walk and they're wearing, you know, high vis vests and things like that because they don't want to get hit by a car and they're trying to walk on the roads or they're driving to town.
Sure.
So just something that's going to improve the quality of life for the community as a whole, you know?
Absolutely. So your area is, I mean, I talked to Alan for about an hour last year about all the work that you're doing. So it's incredible. This is one of my final questions.
Oh, wow. All right. What?
I know. You're like, see, I told you it'd be an hour.
No, I mean, it's gone so fast. Yeah.
Okay. Favorite trail to mountain bike in Brown County?
My favorite right now is Knobbone.
Okay. And describe what is Knobbone and describe it to our listeners.
It is a technical flow trail. It's a downhill trail. It's one way. And it's got this incredible rock armored, like rock chute entrance that goes into an exposed rock armored berm into a step up jump and then down several rock chutes. And it's got lots of berms and it boasts the biggest drop in the park down at the bottom of it, which I absolutely love. Yeah.
That it's sounds fun. It's
a trail.
Okay. So
they officially opened it not last year, but 2 years ago at the Brown County Epic.
Oh, nice. Nice.
But then officially finished it like the following summer. But
you descend over a mile. So it's about
Note to self. No descending. No Knobbone for Margaret.
And then you get to climb more to get up. Yeah, you know, it's fun to do.
Yeah.
So I can link Knobbone and Hobbs together. Uh-huh. I'm in heaven here.
Yeah.
I love Hobbs too, you know. So anyways, I like Bobcat too. I'm a little bit sick.
Yeah. It's okay. That's why we love you. Danielle, what's your favorite? What's your favorite trail?
I feel so lucky all the time because I feel like we have so many great trails. I love them all for our different reasons. I think I would pick right now, maybe Lime Kiln because it has something for everyone. So like I can take friends on it that are just new to mountain biking and like, you know, and have fun on it. And then you can also take people on it that are more advanced and you can do the different options that like you can hit some sweet jumps on it too. And you can, you know, it has some technical stuff, but it's also like really beginner friendly and it's really just a trail that's fun for everyone. I love coaching on that trail because it has everything on it that like you can learn on, you know, so it's a really
Limestone's a crowd pleaser. It's just
all around good trail. And it's the only, trail that is directional in our park. So every other day it changes, which is kind of like, throws me off sometimes, but it's nice because you get to do it both ways. And, as long as everybody knows what's going on, which the signage is really great, that, that you don't have to worry about somebody coming at you, you know, that you're all going the same direction.
Yeah, you got a lot of blind corners on that one.
Yeah,
so that was directional. Knobbone and Hobbs are directional.
Well, they just go downhill.
So, yeah.
But but Lime Kiln switches, which is nice because some days I'm like, oh, I haven't ridden it this way in a while. And I'm like, oh, I forgot how fun it was.
It's it's definitely like a new trail.
And, it's cool. Yeah. And it's right off the campground and it connects to everything, you know? So
second favorite.
Okay.
You patch a lot too.
Another question I have is if you can think about it quickly, what is one of your favorite memories, whether it's in the DNK presents time period or even just right now, can you think of one particular memory that sticks out? I'll add Jeopardy music.
So hard.
I know you probably have a ton of epic memories.
Yeah, I mean, think, you know, there's been so many.
Do you remember mountain biking with Tan France? You came down for that. Well, the Tan France show.
Yeah, it was snowing.
TV show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I mean,
that was cool.
Seeing our son Asher do the youth enduro last year right the trail
so
was like,
probably,
you know,
yeah. Our kids growing up in the shop. Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking of all the people and all like the people we've met and all like the stories like that people mm-hmm. have told us about, like, I got my kid this bike and I wasn't sure I was going to go, but now like we are riding together and it's like a thing, the bonding thing, like just all, I guess, the lives that we've touched that we don't always know, like, cause we're, you know, we run the business and there's a lot of like, you know, we're in here, but there's also a lot of back end stuff that we do that people don't see,
sure.
you know, that is like, you know, yeah, just like the books and the website and the marketing and all that stuff. And then when, you know, we get to hear those stories, it's like, oh, like we are really making an impact. And so it's kind of like a big memory because there's just a lot of different stories that
yeah, we get sent photos a lot, like, you know, where they're
told us.
Yeah, so, or where their kids just, you know, did their first race or mm-hmm. you know, like
the people come like to the yeah. clinics, like we always have people, kids that come to the youth clinics with the trailer that we have that have never ridden a bike.
Yeah.
And so like our goal is to like, okay, you're gonna ride a bike today. You sure. know, so
sure.
Yeah, I think just, yeah, there's been so many people in this community and, you know, tourists, but like a lot of people here that have said that we've made a difference in their lives. And that is like the best feeling. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what are some advice or tips that you could give to somebody who's trying to balance? Because you two do so much. And I know you had a speaker, Elizabeth, talk about it. But what could yeah. you two recommend to our listeners of how to just keep everything on track? Advice of balancing life with kids, owning businesses, yeah. riding bikes.
I mean, it's making time, you know, like sure. you have to, you know, like as business owners, you have to have a team that you can rely on. Right.
Right.
You know, I am passionate about coaching and that's a, you know, priority for me and it makes us unique as a business, but I'm also really passionate about my family and spending time with my wife and my kids, my boys. So it's just carving out that time. And I, you know what, like learning to say no is one thing.
Yeah.
You have to say yes to everything. Do the things that align with you and the things that you want, like think about your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you always take time for the people that you love. And you should be one of those people, right? Yeah. So make sure you're carving out time to take care of yourself, because you're not going to do a very good job taking care of everything else if you're not feeling good and taking care of yourself.
Sure,
so, sure. you know, yeah. whatever it is, like whatever time you've got, set out a schedule and say, you know what, for 2 days a week, for an hour or whatever it might be, I'm going to go take a bike ride. And that's sure. going to make me a better parent, a better business owner, mm-hmm. a better partner, like, you know, a better person in general. And just make sure that you have those boundaries, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say it's, you know, you were like, how do you balance it all? And I would say mostly it's a lot of like,
sometimes we're better at it than others,
you know, yeah. like, but we just do the best we can, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I say if you can organize yourself as much as you can, like the better, like you'll be able to feel about like, okay, if I have, you know, there's so many hours in the day, but this is what I need to accomplish. And like, you know, I know for us, like we need to have so much amount of like body movement or exercise mm-hmm. for us to feel like good. And so we know like we have to carve that in. So we are better mentally and you know, emotionally and, you know, for ourselves and our family and for our community yeah. and the business and everything. So, but yeah, like time, you know, yeah. I mean, or to me, it's like just organizing my time so I can have the time that I need for myself and for, you know, to do work on the business and to like have family time.
Sure.
And then if you're that, you know, when you are that organized and then when things come up, because they do, like last week, 5 snow days.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot.
yeah. Like that.
You're like telling me, you're telling me, Margaret.
Yeah. Every day it was a snow day. So when yeah. things happen like that,
yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay.
3, 4. Last night's record snowfall taking everyone by surprise. It seems the entire area has ground to a halt. Roads are blocked, businesses are shut down, and listen carefully, schools are officially closed
for a snow day.
Yes! Snow day, snow day, snow day!
Go school! If I, yeah. You know,
plan B,
like, how do we, you know, tag team this? Like, you know, what can we do to, like, you know, feel a little more normal?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, I think one of the things we do too that worked out really well, even though I was very much against it, she likes to put up like a calendar of the whole year on the wall in our
what?
Office.
That would overwhelm me.
Oh yeah, this you'll appreciate. Then when somebody says, "Hey, there's this event,"
yeah,
can you be there? I can look and say, "Oh wow." Already, I have something 3 weeks in that month.
Weekends.
Like,
every
so
weekend.
I'm going to say no on that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's worked out really, really well for us too.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course, okay. We live by our phones too. Like, we have the Google Calendar and everything is in there. And even our staff uses that for like events and bike rentals. But yeah, in our office, like, I do the whole year, and actually I ordered it, so it's I have a new one coming, and it's really, it's even better. It's like, try a race, and I don't know,
great.
I'm so excited.
So you heard it, Indiana, a large all year calendar you stick on the wall is the best way to organize your life.
It's all, you know what, if you have you know,
I love
really,
it.
If you have as much going on as we do, and
so
you know, kids, like, I'm coaching basketball and I have basketball practice, and
I mean, this is just the work calendar.
Yeah, this is just the work calendar.
I could not imagine between
you two.
Our
staff can be like, okay, they put post-its up and they're like, I want to request off this weekend or this week, and so then I can see that and be like, okay, we have this event, you know, like, so it's great. Everybody,
You know, like, somebody asked if I could do a instructor certification course in March. And I'm like, okay, well, let me look at March.
Let me look at my giant calendar.
I'm in Nevada. You know what I mean? So I'm like,
I have
my IU class, you know, so for spring. So
I try to be like, hey, can we get one of these? And can I put this up at our house?
And I'm like, no.
That's where you draw the line.
I work very much against it, but now I've learned to appreciate it because it gives you a clear look on committing to before you do it.
Well, you heard Indiana, also ride your bike. Make time to ride your bike and have some fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bicycle Indiana.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you get 14 inches of unexpected snow, Strider makes skis for the balance bikes.
No
so
way.
Our 3-year-old has been rocking it for the last week. Side note, we'll send pictures.
Okay. Brown County Bikes, Nashville, Indiana, www.browncountybikes.com. I'll drop all of the information in the description of the podcast. You are on Facebook, Instagram, and it looks like you have YouTube. Is there anything else that I didn't talk about that you want to bring up? I know. I talked about a lot, and I told you it'd be an hour. It'd be an hour.
I know.
So much fun.
I think covered pretty much anything and everything we got our hands in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, there's more, but this is all the cycling.
Yeah. Well, I've watched you two, like I said, grow over the last, I don't even know how many years that I've known you two. Not to sound like a mom, I told Mark O'Leary with the Dust Bowl, I'm very proud of you. I love watching you two obviously change your communities and make a huge impact, but you are continuously growing and, you know, improving yourselves in your area. And I really look forward to our listeners to learn more about what you two are doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Margaret. You do so much for cycling.
It's great watching you. I'm
in our,
gonna do now.
In the state and you know, beyond that.
Yeah.
And so for a long time.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
For all that you do.
I also want the state to know about how rad mountain biking is, because let's be real, if you're talking about how rowdy it is, you know, we gotta get more people on mountain bikes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to edit this. But other than that, I hope you two have a great day. And I, again, appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah. Thanks Margaret.
All right. Have a great day. No more snow days.
All right, no more.
Yeah, okay,
more.
Bye.
It'll happen now because we said it. All right.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. We hope you really enjoyed this podcast. For more information about our organization and other future podcasts, visit www.bicycleindiana.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you have a really great day.